Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Topi Janavalabha Girivaradhari. Topi Janavalabha Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janavalabha Girivaradhari. Gopi Janavalabha Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Kishor Kishori, Jaya Kishor Kishori, Jaya Kishor Kishori, Jaya Kishor Kishori. Jaya Jai Jagannath, Jaya Jai Jagannath, Jaya Jai Baladev, Jai Jai Subhadra. Nittai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nittai Gaura Haribo. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Jai Om Vishnu Padaya Paramahamsa Parivik Acharya Satar Sada His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Om Vishnu Padaya Paramahamsa Parivik Acharya Satar Sada His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Prabhupada Ki. Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Grantaraj Ki. All glories to the assemble of devotees. All glories to the assemble of devotees. All glories to the assembly of devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Today's reading is from Canto 10, Chapter 16, Verse 27, chapter entitled Krishna Chastises the Serpent Kaliya.
Tam nartum udayatna veksha tata diya. Gandharva sita muni charana deva vandvaha. Prityam danga panavanaka vadya gita Pushpa Pohara Nutibix Sahasa Paseduhu.
Tamlartu Mudyatam Avekshata Datadiya.
Gandharva Siddha Muni Charana Deva Vandhavaha.
Prityam Ranga Panavanaka Vadya Gita.
Pushpa Pohara Nutibik Sahasa Paseduhu.
Tamnartum Udyatam Avekshata Datadiya.
Gandharva Siddha Muni Charana Deva Vandvaha.
Prityam Mardanga Panavanaka Vadya Gita.
Pushpa Pahara Nutibik Sahasa Paseduhu.
Amartu Mudyatam Avekshata Datadiya.
Amarva Siddha Muni Charana Deva Vandvaha.
Pritya Mardanga Panavanaka Vadya Gita.
Pusho Pahara Nutibi Sahaso Pasedu.
Amartum Udyatam Avekshata Datadiya.
Gandharva Siddha Muni Charana Deva Vadvaha.
Pritya Mardanga Panavanaka Vadya Gita.
Pushpopara Nutibik Sahasa Paseduhu.
Amartu Mudyatam Avekshata Datadiya.
Aravasita Muni Charana Vandva.
Pritya Mardanga Panavanaka Vadya Gita.
Pushpa Pahara Nutibik Sahasa Paseduhu.
Thank you for chanting. We go to a word by word translation. Tam, him, Nartum, in dancing, Udyatam, engaged, Avekshya, taking note of, Tada, then, Tadiya, his servants, Gandharva Siddha, the Gandharvas and Siddhas,
Muni Charana,
the sages and the Charanas,
Deva Vandvaha,
the wives of the demigods,
Pritya,
with great pleasure,
Mardanga Panava Anaka,
of various kinds of drums,
Vadya,
with musical accompaniment,
Gita,
song,
Pushpa,
flowers,
Upahara,
other presentations,
Nutibihi,
and prayers,
Sahasa. Immediately. Upasaduhu. Arrived.
Translation. Seeing the Lord dancing, his servants in the heavenly planets, the Gandharvas, Siddhas, sages, Charanas, and wives of the demigods, immediately arrived there. With great pleasure, they began accompanying the Lord's dancing by playing drums, such as mridangas, panavas, and anakas. They also made offerings of songs, flowers, and prayers.
Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada.
When the demigods and other residents of higher planetary systems became aware that Lord Sri Krishna was personally putting on a wonderful demonstration of the art of dancing, they immediately came to offer their services. Dancing becomes more enjoyable and beautiful to watch when it is accompanied by expert drum playing, singing, and the chanting of prayers. The artistic atmosphere was also enhanced by the showering of a multitude of flowers upon Lord Sri Krishna, who was blissfully engaged in dancing upon the hoods of the Kaliya serpent.
Very descriptive purport and verse. Thank you for coming to today's class. Hope you're having a good morning. Nice, pleasant weather. I hope I will make sense tonight. I forgot my notes, but it happens. So help me out if I miss some points, and hopefully maybe we can open up for questions if I run out of material to speak.
This verse describes very nicely the all-attractive nature of Krishna that came to my mind. And the very attractive nature of Krishna, and you can just, I don't have anything specific that I like to focus on, we just go over some points that kind of come out here and from the purport. So the all-attractive nature of Krishna, you can see that the demigods immediately they found out that Krishna was dancing on the hoods of the Kaliya serpent. They immediately arrived there. And they, with great pleasure, they began accompanying the Lord's dancing. And they also made offerings of songs, flowers, and prayers. So it's quite natural to sing, dance, praise the Lord. In the material world, these things are already happening. However, on a very distorted platform. For example, we talk about singing and the offering of flowers and prayers. There are many songs that are being sung, and anywhere you go, you can hear something. You know, there's some mundane song going on. I personally work at the fitness facility, so there's always some songs going on, some rock and roll. There's always someone being praised, you know. Songs are sung for different reasons. On any occasion, there is a lot of that going on. It's quite natural. People like it. Not that they're 100% happy by singing those songs, but it kind of distracts their mind and keeps them focused on something. In the different religious traditions, there's always singing and singing hymns, praising the Lord. In our tradition, there's so much of it. Different Vedas describe different hymns that can be sung in praise of the Lord. And there are
different songs and praises, prayers for different occasions. In the Christian tradition, for example, there's the Book of Psalms, and in there it says that it is so good to worship the Lord and praise His name in various ways. I thought I would mention that. Other different religious traditions also have some songs and glorification of the Lord. So it's quite natural. And the flowers, you know, we have always, anytime we have a nice celebration, like we have Krishna Janmashtami coming very soon, the appearance of our Lord Sri Krishna, there is always some flowers. We offer flowers every day on the altar, offer them to Krishna. And it's very nice. Flowers. When I was in my teenage years, I remember I was always, I had this desire to have a nice garden and be able to offer some flowers to Krishna. But I didn't have that facility. So I would sometimes just go outside and pick some flowers, and I didn't have to pay for it. And they were readily available. You can just go anywhere and pick some flowers. Even if you cannot pick some, you know, grow your own garden, or, you know, you can grow them on your balcony, grow some flowers and offer them nicely to Krishna. There's not much difficulty. And if you cannot do that, you can be like me. And years ago, I was just picking flowers from anywhere. I went to like a park or something and get some flowers for Krishna. And I brought them home and then offered them. Always, you can always offer in your mind. Even if you cannot pick some flowers, you can pick them with your mind and then offer to Krishna. And the scriptures say that doing that in your mind is as good as actually doing it. That should not stop us from actually physically doing service. However, when the situation may be sometimes not so good or feasible to actually take some items for Krishna, you can always offer everything, including the flowers, to the Lord. We have nice songs and prayers that the demigods are doing, praising the Lord with their hearts, and they're using their skills of expert dancing and joining the Lord and enjoying with the Lord. When I was in my years before Krishna consciousness, I would often try to pray somehow, just not even reading from a book, but sometimes I would offer the Lord, just open the window, and I like to pray in the evening. I don't know why, maybe it's the end of the day. I would open the window wide and look at the dark sky with stars on it and moon, and I would pray to the Lord. It is always nice to do it at the end of the day. I guess I was just offering the whole day to the Lord, all the good things and the bad things that I'd done, and there was time in that portion of my day where I would pray to the Lord. There was time for being thankful for the good things that happened, and there was time for repentance when I thought that I didn't do so well and I shouldn't have done something I did. So that was also part of the my day when, even before joining Krishna consciousness, and it left me feeling good and like ready to go to sleep with a light mind, light heart. I would fall asleep right away. So prayer is there in many different religious traditions. It's very nice to offer prayers to the Lord at the end of the day. And later, I learned that it is also very good to do a morning program, which makes you feel so great. It's one of the best things that happened to me is actually being able to engage in the morning program and offer some morning prayers to the Lord and accompanied by chanting. The chanting and the whole morning program is Srila Prabhupada that I commended. Some verses that I like to mention with reference to offering everything to the Lord is obviously our very commonly quoted verse from chapter 9, verse 26. Patram pushpam palam te am, yo me bhakti prayachati, tadaham bhakti upaktam asname prayatat manaha. If you offer me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, through the water, I will accept it. One of the things that I think was in my outline that I forgot to take was the power of intention. When we sing about the Lord and we pray to the Lord, when we chant His holy name, we need to have a positive intention, which helps greatly in focusing our energy. Just like when you call someone, your intention is to, get their attention and ask them for something, right? So similarly, when we pray to the Lord or we call His name, we will benefit greatly from focusing our attention, having this positive intention of calling upon the Lord with our hearts. We should avoid, which I find myself guilty of that, avoid doing it mechanically. Sometimes I feel very tired or distracted for whatever reason, and I just want to get a check mark and do things automatically, kind of like a ritual, but not really calling with my heart or singing or praying to the Lord with my heart. My mind may be somewhere else. This is not so good. And how will you call Krishna's attention? Obviously, He notices all the efforts that we put in, but He knows. But then it is much more sweeter to yourself and to the Lord when we actually really focus our hearts and minds and call out to the Lord and we praise Him with all our hearts. The power of intention. And in order for us to have that intention, in order for us to have the attention that we want, chanting and focusing on attentively on the holy name, we have to have that intention. So from intention, from our sense of purpose, of why we're doing certain services or rituals, comes attention. If you're not so sure or you're not in tune with the purpose of what you are doing, whether singing or praying to the Lord or offering flowers, then your attention will not be there. Try to think of a good example. Let's say a simple example, like from family life, maybe. If I call my son's name, or my son calls me, he doesn't really call me when he doesn't need anything. He's just doing his own thing there. But as soon as he really wants something, or he cannot get something accomplished, with his Lego, or he's putting something together and he cannot, he calls me or my wife. He really calls like he's upset or he's really determined to get something done, but he cannot. And so he has this sense of purpose. Yes, my purpose now is to get this done, but I can't, so I have to call out for help. So I'm going to call Dad, I'm going to call Mom. And he really yells, like really high pitch, Mom, Dad, And then we're like, whoa, what happened? And then we immediately come and help him out, whatever he needs. So this simple example shows us how much more effective this kind of a calling is. And if he's just saying something quietly under his nose, you know, and he's not really calling our name, but he doesn't really want us to come. He's just saying something, hey, mom, it's good I have a mom or dad. Then we won't even hear, or we will not be alarmed and come to his rescue or to help. But if he really wants to accomplish something and really needs us, some emergency, then he really calls out, strong voice, high pitch. Similarly, when we praise the Lord with all our hearts, we have this sense of purpose, intention. Our heart will be able to wake up to the love that we already have in there. It'll open up and it'll be channeled. The energy from the heart will be channeled nicely into our mantra. And you'll feel a special connection with what you're doing. If you do not have this sense of purpose or intention, or it's lacking for whatever reason, we're distracted, tired, and then the attention will not be there and you will not be enjoying it. You know, not that you should be, your intention should not be on enjoying necessarily, but on serving and bringing pleasure to the Lord. But if you don't have the sense of intention and purpose, the attention will not be there and the enjoyment will not be there. So this verse was 9:26. There's another verse that I wanted to quote for today, I think was in my outline. It's actually, I'll give an example first and then I'll quote this verse. Normally when we praise someone, it's quite natural, it's going on in the world, you know, praising different athletes, movie stars, leaders in our society, that's going on. So we're either saying bad things about them or praising them. Oh, you know, he did a great job. We're glad to have him. Or, oh, he's not doing a good job. Why did we elect this guy? Or, you know, why was this guy, picked for the game? He's not doing his job, right? Or are we saying, oh, he's great. He made us win the game. Thanks to him, our, you know, Chicago team is number one. So criticism and praising goes on. We admire certain movie stars, singers, athletes, you name them. So that is nothing new. However, when you praise the Supreme Lord, automatically everything becomes very nicely harmonized and pleasant in your heart. When you praise mundane personalities and you criticize them, you don't feel so great. Whether you praise them or criticize them, it doesn't feel so good. And one reason for this, that whether you are right criticizing or praising someone or not so much right, the thing is that we all parts of Krishna. Krishna says in the chapter 15, verse 7, he's saying that the living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they're struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. So, whether you criticize someone or praise them, let's focus on criticizing. Like, we sometimes find ourselves, and maybe not devotees so much, but you know, from my experience at work and at school, there's always some criticism going on. There's criticism in the families as well, you know, unnecessary or necessary, but the criticism was not expressed in a constructive way, in a way that the other person can accept it easily. It's not so pleasant to take criticism, especially if you're just a practicing devotee or if you're not a spiritually oriented at all. So it's not easy to take criticism, but criticism goes on. And when you criticize someone, whether legitimately or not, and if you don't do it in the right, with the right sense of intention, just because you like to criticize or just because you do not like that person, it will feel very awkward, very bad in your heart. You have like a bad aftertaste after you criticize someone. And I thought that one reason why we don't feel good, it's just one reason why we don't feel good after saying something negative about someone, is that there are also parts of Krishna. You know? So in a way, if you criticize someone and they should not be criticized, you feel that you're actually hurting yourself and Krishna, because we're all parts of that energy of Krishna. So I thought I would point out in this quote, in this verse, chapter 15, verse 7. Another verse that came to my mind when I was working on this outline is that our process of Krishna consciousness is very simple. And like Srila Prabhupada said, it's simple for the simple and it's complicated for the complicated. I think I mentioned a while ago someone visiting our temple, and they may not have gotten the right kind of guidance from me, because I was many years ago and I was just excited to be here myself, and I brought some individuals here, and they were laughing and making fun, like, what are you doing here? You play like a child, you know, get in the real world, get busy with something serious. So they misunderstood our rituals and our service, and before I had time to explain in detail, I don't think they were interested in coming back again. Kind of lost contact with them. So the point I'm making is that our process is very simple, but you have to have a very simple and accepting mind. If your mind is overthinking thing and you know you have a lot of ego, you may not be. It's very hard for you to accept. For someone to accept this process. The process is described actually in the verse over here. Offering Krishna songs, flowers, and prayers. Isn't that pretty much what we're doing? Every morning we get up and perform Tulsi Puja, offer flowers, prayers to the spiritual master, prayers to Krishna. We chant the Hare Krishna mantra. And we read the scriptures. So the process is also described here. It is very simple, and because it is natural, people also do it on the material platform. However, there doesn't make them so happy, because their intention is not to please Krishna. Their intention is to please themselves, and therefore the end result is of the singing and offering different things to the world is not the same as our singing and our prayers to the Lord and our offering of flowers. You know, there's always people also, sometimes I watch how people behave, and there's always this, you know, there's Valentine's Day and there's all these celebrations. People give each one another gifts and flowers, and you know, the day before they were screaming and yelling at each other, now it's Valentine's Day, and you know, this nice. They do it as part of the tradition, or they really feel it for that person, but then the next day they, you know, they're screaming and yelling again, like the Valentine's Day didn't happen at all. Their prayers and then songs and flowers are not the same as in our movement. We focus, our intention is to please the Lord and perform some service, and then the byproduct of this is that we are happy. We don't need to strive separately for being happy. It just happens naturally. If you're not engaged spiritually in, you know, singing and praying to the Lord and offering different items, chanting His holy name, you'll be engaged in different ways, because Bhagavad Gita tells us that, I think it's in chapter 2, verse 59, I read the Sanskrit, Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinaha rasa varjam rasa piyasya param drishtva nivartante. So the translation is that the embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense object remains. But ceasing such engagements, by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in Krishna consciousness. Or in consciousness. So the idea is that we have this sense of enjoyment because we're living entities. But we have forgotten and we're trying to praise someone else than the Lord and offer flowers to other people. Nothing wrong with offering them flowers, but we can offer those flowers first to the Lord, then offer, and then we can offer the flowers to other people, just like we do. And, you know, we are already doing these things on the material plane. We cannot stop it. But ideally, if you want to be happy, you can experience a higher taste by directing everything towards the service of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada uses coined this phrase, dovetail in Krishna consciousness. Whatever we're doing, we try to dovetail in devotional service. Because we cannot be restricted, you know, sooner or later you will have to be engaged somehow, whether on the material platform or on the spiritual platform. So devotees make a choice, to conscious choice. That's where our sense of purpose comes, to serve Krishna and engage our ability to sing and dance and cook and offer flowers, make nice garlands for Krishna. We use these skills in Krishna's service to encourage. This verse is sometimes used to encourage newcomers to Krishna consciousness. That our process is very simple. You don't really have to give up the material activities prematurely. You're just adding Krishna to your life and start the chanting and start coming to the temple, associating with the devotees, and the bad habits, bad activities, bad thinking, that will go away by itself. So we don't need to really focus on what we have to restrict ourselves from. Let's focus on what we can add to our life, and then by adding Krishna to our life, he will become the center of our life. For many people, it's a gradual transition, and then everything else that's not so great, not recommended by the scriptures, will automatically cease, automatically be easy for us to detach ourselves from things that, if you're not spiritual, there's no way you can really long-term detach yourself from, let's say, meat eating, intoxication, sex life. These are all things that most people are attached to and they cannot really give it up. So Krishna says in the next verse, in chapter 9, verse 26 was the first one, and it describes more of the pure devotional service, like offering Krishna flowers and leaves and with intention, with love. And Krishna accepts it. And there is another verse that reads, Yat karoshi yadasnasi yad juhosi dadasi yatapasyasi kantaya mat kurushva tadat parnam. That whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, whatever austerities you perform, do that, the son of Kunti, as an offering to me. So we can see that with this verse, there is more room for acceptance. We are not really focusing on what we can stop doing. We're focusing on what we can add and do for God. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport, Thus, it is the duty of everyone to mold his life in such a way that he will not forget Krishna in any circumstance. Everyone has to work for maintenance of his body and soul together. So Krishna recommends you work for him. Everyone has to eat something to live. Therefore, he should accept the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada goes on to explain, then do it for me. Doing everything for Krishna. Singing prayers, songs, offering flowers to Krishna. It is so easy because we already do it. If we won't do it for Krishna, we will do it for someone else or for some other cause. So why not do it for Krishna and become very happy. Become very happy in the heart. Very peaceful and happy. There's another verse that I like to quote. 529, the peace formula. So when you mold your activities in such a way that Krishna is in the center, then you have peace. And then on this peaceful platform, it will be very pleasant for you to serve Krishna and perform all your activities. So this verse reads, Bhaktaram Yagatabasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Sukhdam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Santim Richati. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifice and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor of all and well-wisher of all living entities, such person attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. What are the material miseries? We all know it. Whether you know, even materialists know it, yes. You know, old age and disease and death. Problems coming from the mind, our own minds, our bodies, and from other people, from Mother Nature. These are the miseries of material life that really can be mitigated by offering our intention and purpose to Krishna, dovetailing everything in Krishna's service. This is what the demigods and everyone in the spiritual sky, they're all doing the same thing, feeling great. And I wish all of us the same. So feeling great every day, praising the Lord and doing everything for Him because we all come from Him. Thank you for your attention, and if there are any questions, I'll be try to answer. Questions? Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai!